Hello and welcome. Something's not quite right. What's there? It's this. Hello and welcome to another weekly news bulletin here at Hutton Orbital. Aside from a strange echo here in Studio 5, everything is working perfectly, and as usual, I am your host, Dick Chafing.
And I'm Rudolf Hucker.
And in tonight's news, Hutton marches to war.
Long-term trucker Buck Arsenault goes quackers.
Buck naked seen testing his taipan.
Strange smells emanate from the Hutton gym.
Exit polls, results of the poll about polling related to ship transfers.
Hutton's anniversary convoy race announced.
First tonight, disturbing news. From the LP245-10 system, Alvin has been dragged into a war that he didn't want by a faction that he didn't notice in circumstances that were entirely unexpected. The uninspiringly named LFT-6 Holdings snuck up on us and in a surprise attack initiated a war that in the local press and promptly blamed it on us. With no assets worth mentioning, they gathered forces around Planet 7 in the system, and with a war cry of, "Come and have a go if you think you're hard enough," despite us also owning nothing of value in that system, declared that the gloves were off, and they were up for a brawl. As usual, with warning of this pending pugilism, Hutton's top truckers promptly dropped everything and ran trading missions until, by the time the conflict started, we'd already run. Since then, any fights have been purely for fun, and we are sitting pretty at nearly 30% above them in influence. We have sent their faction representative a picture of Leo Wolf, inscribed with the legend, "Yaboo, sucks to be you." Unfortunately, the war has gone so well that we're likely to enter a second with the system owner as a result. We have also sent them a message saying, "Terribly sorry, it wasn't us, it was that other lot, it's their fault, we didn't do nothing," and fully expect to steal the system off them within the month.
A garbled message from deep space arrived at Hutton this week. "I've been turned into a duck." On inspection of the signature, we discovered that either Buck Arsenault had gone stark raving bonkers, he'd hidden a secret code within the message, or Hutton's communication system had been affected by that gin-related goop from last week. Alvin authorized a return message which simply said, "What the heck are you talking about?" The reply was, "The Empire have turned me into a duck." Utterly nonplussed, Alvin sent the reply, "Do you weigh more than a witch?" To which, and in true trucker style, Buck the Arsenault replied, "I got better." We are none the wiser, but suspect that the Emperor has bestowed some favour on him, and he promptly went out and got drunk.
Hutton's Lacon Spaceway spokesperson, the inimitable Mr. Naked, has been seen over the last few days using the top secret entrance at Hutton Orbital, the one marked No Entry, and flying what can only be described as a pig iron boomerang in laps around the station. When questioned, he would only admit that this was a top secret, highly hush-hush test drive for Lacon Spaceways, and that yes, the lady lump of a fighter that he was hurtling around in was indeed his taipan. Hastily disguised with whatever scrap was left over from the Hutton run, Buck's taipan looked tough, brutal, and more than a little handy. Much like Lael Wolf.
Rumours have been spreading around the orbital along with some strange smells. Commander Homer Mallow has been seen attending secret meetings with fellow truckers Flossie, Spike and Rascon. Whatever they're doing in that closed room has involved shipments of butt cream, musty smells, and humidity levels last seen when Mindwipe had to steam clean the Retro Vault after Cecil's latest incident. Inspection teams found only one thing. Other than the smell of the sweaty trucker, a piece of paper inscribed with the legend, Super Hober Special Effects Cycle Team Go. We are hunting Homer Mallow for comment later.
A developing story this week. Hutton has been privy to the latest exit poll, which indicated that the results of a poll to determine whether the Pilots Federation would allow unaccompanied ship delivery of your actual ship were exactly the same as the exit poll indicated. Which is good news. What the poll of the poll discovered when investigated was that pilots were wholeheartedly in favor of complete strangers flying your spare ships across the bubble to deliver them to you when you needed them, rather than selling your old junk and manufacturing you a new one on the spot. More news soon on how long these deliveries will take, how much they will cost, and indeed whether the delivery driver will actually push your doorbell or just stick a note under the door saying, "Sorry, you weren't home."
And finally, as it has been 1 year since the Hutton mug became reality and all of this nonsense started, Commander Squibbo of the Hotbox team, working closely with our admin crew, has devised our anniversary event. Yes, this Sunday, starting at Zamka in the George Pantazzi system, truckers will be assembling to take part in the Wing and a Prayer race. Teams of pilots will be asked to buy up every Pantar prayer stick they can, then, on a prescribed route, visit every single one of the stations in Alvin's domain before making the run to Hutton. In true trucking style, the event is sponsored by Bucknecked of Lakon Spaceways, and all competitors must be flying a suitably equipped Lakon ship. Yes, that's an ASP, Diamondback, Type 6 or Keelback. Docking will be required. Queuing etiquette is essential. Wings are to be encouraged. Dying is not. Each station docked and launched again with the mandatory selfie, and then on again. For the mug. The scenes of carnage as commanders launch from Zamka will be a sight to behold. Oh, and remember, commanders, not all of our stations have large pads available, so medium and small ships only. There will be fun. There will be prizes. There will be shenanigans.
Breaking news! Alvin has gone loopy after discovering last Sunday night that he may indeed have a long-lost relative. A certain Mr. DeFeer has been heard on broadcast emanating from Lave Radio, part of the daring exploits of the good ship Escape Velocity. Species aside, he is convinced that a certain Commander Thane must be related and has dispatched minions to discover their shared heritage. And with that exciting news, it's time for us to move along to the rest of the show. I am Dick Chafing.
And I wasn't chafing, but I was Rudy.
Well, stay tuned for more.